This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Funeral services were held yesterday for the teenager killed by an off-duty Farmers Branch police officer. Police say Officer Ken Johnson spotted a vehicle being burglarized at his apartment complex. He tracked down the car and shot 16-year-old Jose Cruz and his classmate Edgar Rodriguez. Rodriguez survived. KERA's Stella Chavez attended the Cruz funeral. She shares the story of one man who says Cruz was trying to build a better life.
Family and friends of Jose Raul Cruz took one last drive with him on Thursday. A hearse carried his casket by his house and some of his favorite places. Then more than 1,000 people, many of them teens and young adults wearing red, streamed into the Hughes Family Tribute Center in Northwest Dallas. They prayed and remembered the 16-year-old. Julio Jimenez was among the mourners. He says he worked with Cruz at a Carrollton company that makes cleaning supplies. Jimenez was his supervisor. He says Cruz stacked boxes and worked the overnight shift, staying until 3 a.m. He was young, but put in the long hours to support his family. He asked me to please change his schedule because he was going to school and getting out of work too late, Jimenez says. Cruz eventually moved to the 2 to 11 p.m. shift. Jimenez says Cruz was a good person and humble. He last saw Cruz Friday night as he was leaving work. He said, "Don Julio, have a good weekend." Jimenez told him, "You too, mijo, my son. Take good care of yourself." Jimenez says Cruz had talked about trying to get a scholarship. He wanted to go to college in Austin. He says he wanted a good future. Instead, on Thursday, Jose Raul Cruz was buried at Crown Hill Memorial Park. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Now to our Friday conversation and the dark side of college basketball. The SMU men's team peaked at number 8 this season, but the Mustangs have to sit out March Madness. The NCAA banned the school from the postseason. Columnist Michael Powell dug into the case for the New York Times. He talked with KERA's Rick Holter.
Michael Powell, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
Let's start with a little history. 4 years ago, SMU was a basketball doormat until it hired a legendary coach with a checkered past, Larry Brown. His last two college jobs peaked with trips to the Final Four and then probation. Brown has turned things around at SMU.
He's a very good coach. I mean, not just a very good coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach, and I would never deny his basketball props. He also, of course, hired, I should say of course, because this is sort of the time-honored formula, he hired a group of young assistants, and really their first order of business is to recruit the very best players possible. And one of the things that he really wanted to do, as he has said, was to kind of break open the inner city Dallas market. The problem is, not for all of them, but for a number, is that you confront academics. I mean, in SMU, a school with pretty high standards academically. Mm-hmm. So then the conundrum is, well, how do I get that kid essentially into my school?
A couple years ago, long before this scandal broke, I talked with Brown about taking this job after so many years in the NBA.
It's a never-ending job. Recruiting never stops. But I love it, to be honest with you. I love working with young people. I love being part of SMU and its community. And I love being around young coaches that want to do what I'm doing.
One of those young coaches was at the center of the case you looked into, Michael. He's quit now at SMU, but Larry Brown still told you he's going to be a great head coach.
The dominant way that a young assistant proves his bona fides is by going out and getting the best possible player, in this case, Keith Frazier. The top guy, that is Brown in this case, really doesn't want to know too many of the details. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, call me in when I need to try to seal the deal with this kid, get the kid. And the tension there, of course, is that if you're an ambitious young assistant, you're going to do almost anything necessary to get that player.
You found that that assistant coach, Ulrich Malagi, went to Kimball High, which is where Keith Frazier transferred to high school here in Dallas. And investigations showed that there was some academic pressure put on there.
So what we know is that he kept calling the assistant coach, trying to find out if this kid was going to graduate high school. And we know from investigative reports that the Dallas schools later did that, in fact, he was in great danger of not graduating. And in fact, almost certainly should not have graduated. In other words, yet somehow that all worked out at the end. And at one point, the assistant coach went to the high school basketball coach and said, get your act together, make this happen, because there's a good chance right now that I'm not going to be able to get this kid into SMU. And if I can't get him in, that's going to be a big problem. Well, what does that mean? I mean, one of the things is, if you're a very ambitious high school coach, is you rely on basically being able to get kids at the who are coming into high school, the eighth and ninth grade level, and say to them, you come here, you come to Kimball High School, and I'm going to place you into really top D1 schools. So you're going to make extraordinary efforts to make sure that you're on the right side with a powerful university.
This was all part of a bigger scandal in Dallas High School athletics. More than a dozen teachers and staff lost their jobs, including Keith Frazier's coach at Kimball. We'll continue this conversation tonight on All Things Considered.
And this isn't the first time an SMU sports program was punished.
They have this history of a severe penalty in football, and yet here they want to set up a top basketball program, and who do they hire but a coach who, in his previous two incarnations as a college basketball coach, had put his team on to probation.
In part two of the Friday conversation, Michael Powell of the New York Times will talk about how SMU handled its latest setback. In the forecast, mostly cloudy through tonight, a 60% chance of rain, most likely this afternoon, 30% chance of it tonight. The high should get up to around 68, overnight low 42.